From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Now, this is interesting. Cochlear, as in what? Hearing aids?
Yep.
And they're in trouble. What's happened here?
Well, we don't see this sort of thing very often, Mike. This is almost a black swan type event, really. And Mike, for a lot of investors, and why this is important, if we talk about the home market in New Zealand, the home market doesn't just include the New Zealand Stock Exchange now because it's so small. Investors tend to look at the Australian and New Zealand market as the sort of home market, and global equities are outside of that. So yesterday, all eyes on the Australian exchange because what's considered to be one of Australia's blue chip companies had a day that for all the wrong reasons will probably go down as one to be remembered for a long time. And in case people haven't heard of it, Cochlear, yeah, it's a big Australian sort of health company, specializes in medical devices, but a world leader in implantable hearing devices. So very much a global player, very dominant in that market. Now, the shares fell over 40% yesterday. So you're not hearing that wrong. 40% after the company issued a material profit downgrade. So look, Mike, the share price of this company had been under pressure. Within the last year, the share price has been over at one stage, $300. It had fallen before this debacle to circa 170 Australian dollars, and performance had been poor. But that was due to sort of slowing sales and profits. But management informed the market yesterday that they now expect earnings for the June year to be between 290 and 330 million. Now, the previous guideline was significantly in excess of that, 435 to 460 million. So that's a 30% downgrade. But Mike, the real issue here is this is for the year to the end of June. Well, in case anybody need reminding, we're almost at the end of April. So this is less than 3 months out from the end of the year. All of a sudden, they're turning around and say, hey, we haven't quite got this right. Now, they've given a variety of reasons, softening in developed markets, the US being one of those, the Middle East disruption, there was industrial action in Spain and Italy, that affected surgical capacity. But the fact of the matter is, they're just not selling as much as they thought they would. You have to point out here, Mike, this was an absolute market darling. Back in 2024, the share price was $343. So you would have had a market cap of, well, probably in excess of 20 billion Australian dollars. Yesterday, the share price went from, let's call it $168 to $99.58. That's a 40% drop. You would never expect to see that from one of Australia's largest blue chip company. A crappy little penny dreadful, perhaps, but not something like this. It will be in portfolios. I would have thought this would be in KiwiSaver portfolios. It would have been in sort of many portfolios in New Zealand. Absolutely staggered the Australian market yesterday. And it was such a big move that dragged the Australian market down as well. So dragged the Australian index down 1.18%. You don't see this very often.
Does it draw the attention of officialdom?
There's a lot of questions are going to be asked. We've got about continuous disclosure. Yeah. We'll see that today.
Okay, EBOS?
Yeah, on another scale, EBOS is a dual-listed company. So this is listed on both New Zealand and Australian Exchange. Also made a profit announcement yesterday. EBOS, listed health and animal care company, nowhere near on the same scale as Cochlear, Mike. But I think it's useful to point this one out because it's symptomatic and representative of what many, many other companies will be experiencing. They delivered an update on the impact of elevated fuel prices and broader energy cost pressures on the group's earnings outlook. So it's not just fuel, Mike. This is the realization we're all now experiencing. It's all hydrocarbon-related consumable products. Think plastic wrapping, polystyrene foam. That means, you know, direct transport costs, consumable costs, logistic costs. Key here, they can't pass all of the extra cost on. So they now expect their earnings to be sort of 5 to 10 million below what they were because they are having to absorb some of the additional costs. So nowhere near on the same scale. Share price fell 3.4% yesterday. I will just quickly balance it off, Mike, though. We did get a positive earnings announcement yesterday. Mercury increased its earnings forecast. Higher forecast renewable generation. So you're probably paying more for your power too.
Exactly. Now, what are the numbers?
So the US markets, Mike, they are sort of looking at everything very positively at the moment. They are pricing in this conflict as if it's over. So the Dow Jones up 0.45% overnight, 220 points, 49370. The S&P 500 still flirting with all-time highs, up 61 points at the moment, 0.86%. 7124. The NASDAQ up 332 points, 1.37%, 24,592. They're focusing on things like the earnings season at the moment, and we're seeing strong earnings. FTSE 100 fell 0.2%, 10,476. The Nikkei up 0.4%, 59,585. Shanghai Composite up 0.5%, 4106. As I said, the Aussie yesterday, they got smoked, down 106 points, 8843 the close there. We were up 0.1% on the NZX 50, 12,945. Kiwi dollar, 0.5909 against the US, 0.8250 Aussie, 0.5045 euro. Continue to just inch up against the pound, 0.4373. 94.20 Japanese yen. Gold, 4,736, and just to show that this the conflict is not over, yeah. Brent crude, $101.62.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.